This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We are ready to go on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, a program that was established decades ago to bring people into focus with the real story, the real issues, if you will, the talk that matters. And so Michael Harrison is here from Talkers Magazine. He's their executive in charge of executives at Talkers, right? All the executives
all
report to you. You're
they all
the
come
chief
to me.
Executive.
They all come
yep.
to me for the right. executive washroom key.
Yes, right. The key to their hearts. Brought to you by the folks at Progressive Insurance. Protect your home and auto. Save when you bundle. Get a quote at progressive.com. All right, so Michael is here to go through the story list, the people list. By the way, I'm Doug Steffen. If that makes a difference to anybody, it may or may not. The credibility. Michael is the credible source here on the program. He's got the goods, as we say, the research. And so the top 10 stories, we're about to unfold those, and the people list as well. Michael, please have at it.
Okay, here we go. At number 10, people are talking about the extreme weather that we're having this winter in various parts of the nation. The Oscar nominations are being buzzed about at number 9. At number 8, the problems that are surrounding Boeing airplane manufacturers. China's economy is at 7. Artificial intelligence and social media are in the 6th spot. Number 5, the U.S. versus Houthi rebels. At number 4, Israel and Hamas, the war. At number 3, Trump's legal battles and the Willis allegations. And we have at number 2, U.S. migrant crisis, and that's tied with debate over aid to Ukraine. And the number 1 conversation topic has been the presidential race. On the people survey, we have Greta Gerwig and Margot Robbie at number 10. And a discussion about what the word snub means. Carrie Lake and Jeff DeWitt are going at it in Arizona at number 9. Peter Navarro at 8. Benjamin Netanyahu at 7. At number 6, E. Jean Carroll tied with Fannie Willis. At number 5, Greg Abbott. At number 4, Mitch McConnell and Mike Johnson. Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis have been much discussed at number 3. Donald Trump at 2 and Joe Biden at 1. And there's another week in fantasy land.
Fantasy, man. All right. So if I were to say to you, Michael, not necessarily the number one story because we know what it is according to the research, but you pick of the top 10 a story that you would like to discuss and like to take apart, just like to, it would feel good to you to discuss this particular issue. You may not have had the opportunity, but you want a platform to discuss one of these 10 issues. Which one do you choose?
That's a tough question because I look at them all as one issue. They all blend together to me. That's a great question. You know, I could say I love talking about the Oscar nominations because I like the arts. I like the science and the politics of the arts. Because people are talking about Greta Gerwig and Margot Robbie being snubbed in the Oscars and Whoopi Goldberg says, there's no such thing as a snub. It's subjective. Grow up. You can't have everything you want. I like that topic. The presidential race is always interesting in terms of there's something meaty to talk about. I don't like talking about the wars. They frustrate me because I don't have answers. I only have questions. Artificial intelligence and social media are at the top of my thoughts all the time. I find myself dealing with that. So, as I said, the answer is they all blend together to me. It's a gestalt. It's a zeitgeist, if you will. But the topics I mentioned particularly jump out at me. I find talking about the wars very difficult because it's very easy to go off the rails of common discourse and sound like some type of an idealist. I wish that the human condition were different than it is, but we live in this situation and there's not much we seem to be able to do about
it. There's so many different angles to that, Michael. The thing that, you know, Uri Geller and I are great friends. He's one of the most prominent people. He went back to Israel after spending 50 years touting his performances and wares. And so when I talk to him every week on the air, I don't give him as much time as you have, but I do give him enough time to tell us what's going on with regard to the war. And the things that I come away with in terms of what we don't know here in America, or how far we're going down that rabbit hole into not really understanding and not wanting to understand what's gone on. You know, maybe Netanyahu is guilty of a little more than a little grandstanding, and the Israelis obviously did know what Hamas was up to, but that doesn't stop the fact or change the fact that they attacked, they killed, they looted, they robbed. And so when people are whining about the Palestinians who are having a tough time in this whole, in the circumstance, I get that there ought to be sympathy, there ought to be some sort of way of handling the people who are not directly involved in the war, but it's war. And in war, innocent casualties occur. Look at all the people, the millions and millions of people, never mind the Holocaust and the innocent Jews that were killed by Hitler, but all the rest of the people as well who were killed in Germany, France, England, you name, you know, the people who were killed at Pearl Harbor. All the innocent victims, and I don't remember ever, in, even in Vietnam, which we went through as kids, there was never the kind of, look at those poor Vietnamese. There were never any protests. There were never anybody out there saying, don't, you know, beat up on the poor Viet Cong. And that's yet the feeling, the thread of all of these college campus protests, you know, save the Palestinians. I don't know. Frustrating to me.
Well, you've slid through a whole bunch of topics that could be discussed unto themselves, and you've only echoed what I said, that it's a frustrating topic to talk about. I do believe that people were protesting the treatment of innocent civilians in the villages in Vietnam. Stories
really?
About
I don't remember that.
Napalming,
yeah.
And the soldiers, when they came back from Vietnam, were not treated with the respect that veterans deserve, especially coming back from war, and many of them have psychological issues to this very day. That was an ugly war as well. Perhaps a case could be made, without dwelling on Vietnam, that the innocent victims of Vietnam were the American soldiers that were drafted and sent there to fight a war that couldn't be won.
Yeah, and you can say that about Korea as well. You can say it about a lot of like what went on in Afghanistan.
Right.
We keep going to war to feed the beast that is the military-industrial complex. All of this stuff, you can really make an argument that all of these things that we've been involved in for all the years since World War II have been at the hands, at the behest, and the people benefiting from it are the military-industrial people. Those are the people that well.
But then, on the other hand, if we didn't have militarism, armaments, guns, planes, tanks, ships, we'd be at the mercy of another thing that doesn't seem to disappear from our situation, and that is tyrants, dictators, madmen, Hitlers.
But, you know, the madman, the maddest of the madmen around now, I don't think the leader of China is a madman. I do think Putin is a madman. And I'm convinced that the Ayatollah is an unbelievable crackpot. And the fact that he has as much as, you know, the stories that bring us around to understanding where the money is coming for Hamas and for the Houthi rebels, all that's coming from money that the Iranians didn't have before the Biden administration sent back the money that we were holding of theirs. And, you know, so then it becomes a political thing. But, you know, I guess, you know, we talk about this all the time. Everything becomes political. And it is disgusting. I think it's disgusting to look around and see the concerns about this area, like North Korea this week, okay, they're starting once again to be distressful or distracting or whatever it is. To what end? You know, is that's the thing. What is the end result? What are they trying to do? What the North Koreans trying to do? What are the Iranians trying to do? There's so much hate and anger. And yes, that becomes a topic as well, I think. Whether enough people look at it that way, I guess, remains to be seen.
Well, I think they do. I think this is what people are talking about. You know, you talk about the job that we do at Talkers, sorting this all out. We approach it. It's a big, giant mountain of of information.
Yeah.
And we try to sort it out. But in the process, we learn that there's a lot of noise out there. People are talking about all these topics, all the things that you're saying from different angles. The conversation is almost deafening, sorting it out. So I don't think necessarily people are silent about these things. Perhaps certain mainstream news venues should be a little bit more categorical and a little bit more diverse in how they approach these things, a little deeper.
Right.
The
fact that, you know, there's always bad news. One of the best things, and I guess it serves the people who support Biden, although Biden's not responsible for it in my mind, is the growing economy. How even in the face of all of the negatives that have happened, the interest rates and looking at the gross domestic product, how much money we borrow, we still have a hugely successful economy that's back growing. Last year wasn't a great year for it. But look around and see things. People are spending money. People are moving into different strata. The job situation is much better. And yet you don't see too much coverage of that. We don't talk about that. And I guess we don't talk about it because it's not controversial.
Well, I think you'll hear the Democrats talking about it louder and louder as we get closer to the election, which is still a ways off. You know, if a Republican were in the White House, they'd be touting this economy, and
for
the Democrats
sure.
in it, and the Republicans are touting how bad things are. The fact of the matter is, it's very subjective, and it too is a result of political spin. It's really, you know, very disingenuous, the discussion of economics and politics.
Yeah. Well, they all want to claim whatever they can claim. Meanwhile, we'll come back talking about Donald Trump because nobody ever talks about him.
Not enough.
In a matter of moments. Okay. 18 after on the Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. This is the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now. With 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. Happy to welcome back into the fold Elizabeth Miller, who is the spokesperson for the folks at Calitrin, which is the most amazing, fascinating way to take care of your weight problems that exist today. So how does that figure in to working with Calitrin?
You know, Calitrin is great for any addition to any health plan that you've got going on, whether you're trying to work out, whether you are trying to diet, maybe you're doing the meal plan. Calitrin is a health supplement that works to rebuild build lean muscle tissue. And it's safe, too, even if you're on medication.
So as we begin the year, what do we have for the month of January that helps to encourage people to participate?
It's $10 off every single bottle of Calitrin, and every bottle is a month supply. Plus, there's a free month on there, too. So you're basically buying 3 months, getting one free.
Elizabeth Miller from Top Loss from Calitrin. Find it on the web at toploss.com. Elizabeth, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Thank you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 23 after the hour, Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here to discuss the charts for the week of January 22nd to the 26th. I'm Doug Steffen. Mind-blowing, in if we don't refer to anything else, the fact that we're at the end of the month of January already is a mind-blowing discussion in and of itself. These stories are important, but think about time and the construct of time. I know you and I are both fascinated with quantum physics and the things that we don't seem to be able to understand. And I find each day is more, not frustrating, because there's so much more information that's available. You know, people are all worked up. One of the topics here, continuing number six on the story list, is artificial intelligence. And yet we have so much human intelligence that's being used to discover things, to plot courses to get rid of diseases. That story this week from Mars, that little helicopter. Did you see the video of that little helicopter? It was up there trying to find out whether there was life in the history of Mars, the planet. Of course there is. Of course there was at some point in time. But this little helicopter, it's bigger than a drone, but it takes 8 seconds. Somebody down in Houston pushes a button, or I think it may be at the Jet Propulsion Lab. They direct this helicopter, and 8 seconds later, it does what they told it to do.
That sounds sort of like the connection we have sometimes between us on the air.
Yes, it does. Yeah, okay.
Well, that's the speed of light. Information information travels at the speed of light through the electromagnetic field, and it takes 8 seconds for the signal to go from Houston to the thing, and then it takes 8 seconds more for them to hear whether or not it worked. It's 16 seconds.
Yeah. You know, I would like to spend, if you don't mind, a couple of minutes. If you go to talkers.com and you're reading folks following this fabulous format, this news talk format, and what goes on, there's an analysis, and it's not too much in the weeds, because I think it's worth, a lot of people are really into what we do and how we do it. So there's one of your editors has an overview of ratings and how the ratings work and how many people are listening to news talk radio with reference to various cities and various stations and stuff. The public knows that they like it, but does the public understand how the system works? I think it's maybe because I'm much of an insider myself, but I thought it would be worth a minute or two of your time to talk about how the ratings work. How do people who do ratings, how do they know who's listening?
Well, radio listenership has always been a mysterious process, whereas selling records, selling box office tickets, selling books is more tangible. There's box office. Box office has two meanings. One, exactly how many dollars go across the counter, and units are sold, and people are involved, and how much money is made. Radio, on the other hand, is conducted in mystery. Nobody really sees who's listening, and there's no machine that can measure everybody listening. Sort of the way we do now with internet stuff. Yeah, how many clicks, how many views, blah, blah, blah. So all of these different methods have been designed over the years, like writing down what you remember listening to for the past week in a diary, and then the people at the ratings company added up. Now they've got a thing called the portable people meter, which plugs into some stations. You wear it, and you can hear what. And that's complicated. The answer, in a nutshell, is radio ratings are inexact and subject to a lot of error and exaggeration.
We don't exaggerate our ratings, though. We know we're number one. All right, Michael and I continue. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News update. A Manhattan federal jury concluded Friday that former President Donald Trump is liable to pay $83.3 million to writer E. Jean Carroll. That's for public statements he made in 2019, which disparaged Carroll and denied her rape allegations. The White House is upholding its support for Israel in response to the International Court of Justice's ruling, which calls on Israel to minimize the civilian death toll in Gaza. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said the court's decision aligns with the administration's stance that Israel should reduce civilian casualties in its conflict with Hamas. The U.S. is intensifying efforts to secure the release of remaining hostages held by Hamas in Gaza. CIA Director William Burns is scheduled to meet with officials from Israel and Qatar this weekend amid the ongoing conflict between Israel and Hamas. John Schaefer, USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch at 34 after the hour, this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison on great radio stations like WMRD in Middletown, Connecticut. Carries the Talk Radio Countdown Show every week, as does WLIS in New London, Connecticut. So a couple of great Connecticut stations carrying the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Thanks to those folks. Thanks to the people that carry the program, and also people who are listening to the program. Without you, where are we? Nowhere. So, there we go. Back into the issues of the day, the events of the day, the discussion of these stories and the Trump circumstance. I have gotten an interesting sort of window. Everything is Trump, and some of this stuff gets talked about on the Republican stations and some doesn't. For example, the investigative journalist David K. Johnston wrote a book when Trump was first elected called The Making of Donald Trump. He's now working on another book, The Second Coming of Donald Trump. He suggested why the president is doubling, tripling, quintupling down on E. Jean Carroll. He is hoping that the jury will award more than $10 million, because then he can go out and say, see, further evidence the system is rigged against me. Oh, woe is me. And just thinking about that, all of this time and effort, just so he can cause or call more attention to himself, at least according to this guy's philosophy. Anyway, and so he keeps talking. He had to pay $5 million to her. The judge said, don't talk about her anymore. So what does he do? He goes out and talks about her some more. And so he's back in court. And, maybe they'll extract another $10 million. And, by the way, he's not paying for these things out of his own pocket. He's using the various and sundry campaign contribution collection units. I don't understand how they can do that, Michael. I don't understand how he can pay his legal bills out of the campaign, out of his donations.
Well, without getting into the legal weeds, some of those organizations through which he collects money from his faithful are not actual political campaign organizations, but rather, food for Trump charities. Some of the organizations are he can just take the money. Some of the vehicles that he has people out there that when they see Trump is in trouble, they give $5, $10, $15, $20, and he uses it as he will. I'm not an expert. I would ask Steve Wiseman about this. I'm not an expert on this, but that's basically the broad strokes answer to a really good question. How come he's not breaking campaign finance laws? And perhaps in some cases he is, but in other cases he just asks for money and he sells things. Those cards of him being a superhero.
It's like a circus. He's like a circus barker, in a manner of speaking. So the question after having that discussion is from many upper. I have many friends, and I'm going to spend some time this weekend with some friends in Florida, where you are. As a matter of fact, I'll be in Jupiter, and I was invited to an event on Saturday night where there will be a lot of high visibility Trump supporters and. They're all college educated, very successful. So my question to them, why are you returning to support Trump? What is there about him, the degree-holding Republicans, people who have lots of money? Is it that simple that Trump protects your money? The higher education group, why are they supporting you? You got a theory on that?
The word that is going to be in the answer of 90% of the people you ask that question to is going to be policy. They're going to say, "Oh, I don't like him. He's a creep, but I endorse his policies." And then of course you can get into an argument about just how effective his policies are in theory and how he executed them or didn't when he was in power. But that's a whole other layer of the conversation. But policy is the default answer to the question of how can you support this guy? I agree with his policies.
Yeah. All right. So here's another example. And I don't mean to make. I usually keep Trump out of the focus, but because he is so important, number three. And number one, actually combine a focus of attention on him. So this week, there was a cross burning in South Carolina. And the people who, this is sort of a KKK thing, the debate over hate crimes and the laws that protect people from it, all of the people, there was an undertone of Trump there, and people suggesting that we need Trump to be president so that we can keep America pure. What does that remind you of? And you see this cross burning and think, good God, that was very poorly covered by the news media for whatever the reason, but it's something that occurred. And then the ancillary stuff, this has been going on, it connects people to January 6th. It connects people to the ugliest part of America or the ugliest part of humanity. And yet they're happy to tell you that they're all supporting Trump.
Well, they also don't necessarily believe that they are ugly. It's not like we love him and we love to be ugly. No, they don't think they're ugly. They believe in their cause. The people that followed Hitler, and I'm not comparing Trump to Hitler, but you were referring to purity, and that was definitely Hitlerism. They didn't think they were being bad. They thought it was, an act of virtue to support the homeland, to support the motherland. It has to do with nationalism. It has to do, my country, right or wrong, it is my country. And what you define the elements that make up the fabric of your country, that's an interesting thing to look at. What makes America America? White people? English?
They think it does. Is that true anymore?
This is a problem Putin has. One of the things that they never talk about is the problems Putin has keeping Russia together. And before, when it was even bigger, the Soviet Union, the Communist Party, they couldn't keep it together. And now, one of the reasons Putin does things like pulling a war based on nationalistic pride and all of that is to try to distract all of the different elements in Russia that stretches across a third of the world or whatever it is, keeping them together. And the United States is like that. You start poking at the threads, pulling the threads of all the differences in America, it can unravel very quickly, which is why there's a very fine line between being an investigative journalist and a muckraker on one side, which is necessary, versus being a rabble-rouser who picks apart the country and divides people. This is a very fine line. And we don't hear enough analysis of that in terms of the national discussion. It often gets lost in highfalutin theories about the First Amendment. You know, someone will say something really bad, and the subject becomes, well, it's my right to say it for the First Amendment. And that's where it gets distorted. You follow my drift?
I do, as a matter of fact. All right, so number six on the story list is artificial intelligence. I thought it was interesting this week. The estate of George Carlin has sued a company that has created a special George Carlin comedy podcast.
I didn't know they're suing him. They should praise these people for keeping the spirit of George Carlin and his brilliance alive.
But they're not. They're suing him.
Oh, my. I didn't realize that. That's a very interesting subject.
Yeah. Well, I mean, how many more? You can see it will happen. Any number of people. John Wayne, somebody's going to take a shot at that. And, you know, go through any list of great stars that have been around, and they'll take their images and do something with them. You know they will. But then they'll get sued.
I get it. The Carlin estate deserves to make money on this if it makes money. But there's a video out there that's a full George Carlin concert, and it's backed up with AI visuals, and it's brilliant. It's George Carlin doing about an hour and a half routine on a stage in a live setting. You don't see him. You hear him. And it doesn't sound quite like him, but it's very Carlin-esque. And it's basically what Carlin would be saying about today's issues. And I thought it was brilliant, but, you know, who am I?
You're Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine.
How do you know?
I'm Doug Stephan.
I'm the AI.
You could be. That's true. Yeah, we created AI Doug Stephan on the program once. It was pretty bizarre. Actually, listening to me, not talk about anything that I ever talked about, but yet the AI in 3 minutes created a whole 5-minute bit on some issue that we fed into it.
Awesome. That's funny.
Oh,
that's funny.
Yeah. All right, we'll talk with Michael about the Michael Harrison interview in a matter of moments here. This program is brought to you every week by the folks at Calitrin, which is America's number one way to lose weight. It's a simple, non-toxic way. It keeps weight off. Not only do you lose, but you keep it off. So I send you all the time to toploss.com to see how the program can work for you. All you have to do is go online to toploss.com, examine the pros from the thousands of people who've had success with Calitrin. It's up to millions of people now. As we get into, you know, next thing, we're all wanting to go to Florida to go to the beach and look our best, and we don't want to lose that weight and keep it off. Well, that's why you go to toploss.com. And now there's a special deal. If you use the discount code Doug when you check out, you get $10 off every bottle. There's another special that you get free bottle. I mean, they're always a special thing. Check it all out. Use the Doug discount. Free shipping, $10 off every bottle at toploss.com.
The Top Radio Countdown.
On the people list from Talkers Magazine for January 20th to the 26th, let's go through that list starting at number 10. Let's see. because of the Oscars. I guess number 10 is Greta Gerwig and Margot Robbie. Number 9, Carrie Lake. Number 8, Peter Navarro. Benjamin Netanyahu is in the number 7 position on the Countdown the People list. E. Jean Carroll and Fannie Willis, both focus on Trump's legal stuff. Number 6, Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas. 5, Mitch McConnell, leader of the Senate. Mike Johnson, leader of the House. Number 4, Nikki Haley is number 3. Donald Trump's number 2, and President Joe Biden. I'm kind of surprised at this, because I think Trump's made a lot more noise this week than he always makes a lot of noise, but he made a lot more noise in my world listening to the stuff in New Hampshire than Biden did. Anyway. Okay, so that's the list, courtesy of Talkers Magazine. I'm happy to welcome back into the fold Elizabeth Miller, who is the spokesperson for the folks at Calitrin. So we're kicking off a new year, and a lot of times at the beginning of the year, people who have gained the weight need a little extra help.
Well, you know, Calitrin is great for any addition to any health plan that you've got going on, whether you're trying to work out, whether you are trying to diet, maybe you're doing the meal plans. Calitrin is a health supplement that works to rebuild lean muscle tissue. This is one of my favorite sales, because I think it's great for everybody, whether you've got 5 pounds to lose or 135 pounds to lose. It's $10 off every single bottle of Calitrin, and every bottle is a month supply. Plus, there's a free month on there, too. So you're basically buying 3 months, getting one free, and saving $30 off. It's all on our website, toploss.com.
Find it on the web at toploss.com. Elizabeth, Happy New Year. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now, with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen with the charts for this week. Stories first. There are 10 of them, as usual, according to the work done by the researchers at Talkers Magazine. These lists are always on talkers.com and goodday show.com. At number 10, the weather. Number 9, the Oscars, at least the nominations. At number 8, situation with Boeing aircraft manufacturing. Number 7, the economy, mostly a focus on China's economy. Number 6, social media, artificial intelligence. Number 5, the U.S. versus the rebels over in the Red Sea. Number 4, the continuing Middle East war. Those four and five kind of connected together, I guess. Number 3, Mr. Trump and his problems with the law. Number 2, the migrant situation getting worse and worse in the presidential races. Number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown. All right, so now it's time for us to focus on this week's guest on the Michael Harrison podcast interview. And this is a story of two old guys who have been old, who are old friends. They've been on the radio for a long time. There's a picture. If you go to talkers.com, there's a picture of Michael Harrison and Richard Neer, who's a radio guy, radio legend in New York. Michael Harrison has a son. And I just said to him off the air, if I didn't know better, I think I was looking at your son.
Yeah.
It's a spitting image of you. Anyway, what's in the content here?
It's Richard Neer and Michael Harrison, who have been very close colleagues going all the way back to 1967. That's a number of years, obviously. And we basically have a very focused conversation on the past, present, and future of radio, inspired by the forthcoming World Radio Day, which is happening on February 13th. And we talk about changes in the business and where it's going based upon the relevancy of radio, and from a journalism standpoint, the responsibility of radio. And you know, we sure do have a lot of ground to cover in terms of our histories, and we bring it to the table. Richard's an interesting guy. He was one of the gurus and pioneers of the early progressive rock format, and then he was one of the pioneers of the all sports format. And he is, other than cousin Bruce Morrow, he is the second longest running continuous personality in New York radio. And he's also an author. He wrote a book about FM, the rise and fall of rock radio, and a whole murder mystery series. He's quite a guy. MHinterview.com. MHinterview.com.
Michael Neer. All right. That's the story. Wrapping up this portion of the program with Michael. I'm Doug Steffen at 10 minutes for the hour on the countdown.
The Top Radio Countdown.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Three past the hour now here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Stephen J.J. Wiseman is here, our legal authorities, college prof at Bentley University. Do you think people know what I'm talking about when I say you're a prof? People, I always have referred to college teachers as profs, a professor, if you will, of law, and also somebody who's a great observer of situations. We have our top 10 stories, and there's always three or four in here that sort of cry out for comment from Steve. The Boeing Corporation, responsible for, in terms of dollars, exporting more than any other company in our country. The fact that the planes are not being built properly, one of the things that is people don't know, and I don't know whether they care or not, but there's the nuance of actually manufacturing planes. The plane makers do not manufacture the parts. They hire it done, and then they assemble them in an assembly. It's pretty much the way cars are made. So
yeah.
What kind of liability is Boeing in for under the circumstances? You'd have thought they would have done everything they could have to eliminate these problems after the first go-round, but now, you know, there's got to be people going to sue these guys. You know, somebody sitting in that plane, the side blew off. They scared the hell out of them. Don't you think they'd sue Boeing and sue Alaska?
Oh, yeah. They definitely will be the lawsuits. And, you know, you and I were talking about this before. You know, Boeing has had some serious legal problems, particularly with these MAX planes when they yeah. put in a new guidance system to cut down on costs. They just threw something in the manual. The system was defective, and pilots didn't know how to, rather inexperienced pilots didn't know how to work with it. So instead of having, which was the industry standard, them go into simulators and learn how to do it, they just threw something in a book, and hundreds of people died, and then they tried to cover it up. So they didn't apparently learn their lesson here. And, you know, there are supposed to be, you mentioned with the different parts coming in, which is why you have to have quality control. And I think the company is saying they're being transparent, but, you know, there was an old country and western song that once said, I think the title was, "How can I believe you when you tell me that you love me when I know you've been a liar all your life?" They don't have, a good track record here. So, yeah, I think the FAA is going to come down on them much harder.
But they should have come down on them 3 years ago when the two planes crashed. What are they waiting? They said they were going to do it then, and they didn't do it. So where have they been?
A deferred prosecution agreement, and this is something where prosecutors love this because they can never lose a deferred prosecution, a case that they bring. The companies love it because they never really admit any wrongdoing, and they're essentially put on probation for a period, and then if they seem to be good boys, it's taken off the books, and already Boeing has gone beyond that. So, this is the kind of thing where if you're going to be serious about holding companies accountable and a company where you're talking about life and death, they have got to make an example of Boeing. Boeing has, really abused the public's trust.
Yeah. All right. Trump's legal battle, speaking of abusing the public trust, Trump and E. Jean Carroll, she wants more money. Is that basically the gist of this ongoing fiasco?
Yeah, she sued him a year ago for defamation, and she won. And then he continues to defame her only about another 100 times. So they go back to court, and we have to remember that this case, like a similar business case, was they already decided. The judge said there's no question that he defamed her. All we're talking about is how much money. He just doesn't seem to learn it. I tell you, the thing that bothers me the most right now about Trump is apparently we had a bipartisan agreement on some immigration reform, and not the best in the world, but a real step. And he's apparently trying to get Republican lawmakers to sink this because it won't help his campaign. That to me is outrageous.
Of course, but it's politics. Look at all the outrageous things he says. If I were Nikki Haley, I mean, you can't sue him about all of the things that he says about these other people. Oh, well,
she can. I'd like to see her do it.
Yeah, exactly. All right. That's it. A couple of important stories that have legal ramifications. That's why we have Stephen J.J. Wiseman here on our Talk Radio Countdown show. It's 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.